A spiritual son of Padre Pio enters the crowded sacristy to share his inner struggle. What Padre Pio says next leaves everyone in silence. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is a testimony from Mario Tartaglia, a spiritual son of Padre Pio, who shares a thought-provoking lesson given to him by Padre Pio. Listen to this. At the time of sharing this story, Mario Tartaglia was 93 years old. He first met Padre Pio in 1954, and since then he visited San Giovanni Rotondo, imagine this, more than 500 times. Sometimes he came alone, sometimes with his large family, and sometimes with pilgrim groups he himself organized. He lived in Naples, which meant that every trip he undertook required him to cover a distance of 200 kilometers, or approximately 120 miles, in a single direction. In one of these visits to San Giovanni Rotondo, Mario Tartaglia found himself in the crowded sacristy of the convent church. Surrounded by a group of men, Padre Pio stood in the center next to his confessional. He had just finished hearing confessions and was ready to retire. Not wanting to miss the opportunity to speak with Padre Pio, Mario gathered his courage and managed to stammer, "Father, I suffer, and I can't overcome human respect." Despite the pressing crowd, Padre Pio managed to hear Mario's words and turned around to face him. Extending three fingers towards Mario, Padre Pio declared, "There are three enemies of man: distrust, spite, and human respect." Suddenly, a hush descended upon the sacristy. I can imagine everyone standing still, their anticipation growing as they awaited Padre Pio's next words. "If you distrust someone, you avoid them, look away, run from them, and therefore you do not love them. If you live in spite with someone and are in conflict with them, you can never love them. If, out of respect, you do not show your faith, do not make the sign of the cross, do not set a good example, you do not love." And that was the life lesson about love Padre Pio gave to Mario and everyone present that day. "Love," Mario said, "cannot exist if we do not overcome the plague of human respect, distrust, and spite." End of testimony. So how many of us feel shy or even embarrassed to demonstrate our faith publicly, out of fear that we might offend someone or draw unwanted attention to ourselves? Well, as we just heard, Padre Pio considered this an omission to show love. I must admit that I too felt embarrassed to make the sign of the cross before eating with others on my lunch breaks. And also, when I reverted to the Catholic faith, I didn't want to press the like button under sacred images on Facebook. You know how people sometimes post a picture of Jesus and write, "If you believe in Jesus, press like." Well, although I did believe in Jesus, I wouldn't press like. I was a coward. But at some point, by the grace of God, I understood that I must die to myself to live in Christ. There was no longer any sense in pretending that I am still the old Kyle. And if someone dislikes me because of my faith, so be it. As many of you certainly know, our Lord Jesus Christ said that those who deny him before others will be denied by him before God the Father. So professing our faith in Christ openly is a significant part of our faith. But let's not forget that Jesus also said, "Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So let us be encouraged to show our faith boldly, even if we may face opposition. For witnessing our faith is an essential part of our faith. Padre Pio, pray for us. Our Lady, pray for us. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos, especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or, just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.